Are you still getting a flow of people looking to file bankruptcy and afraid they're going to lose their homes, even with the economy said to be a little better?
Definitely. I think that we have a lot more people who are actually calling in for bankruptcies. Unfortunately, we don't have as many people who could qualify for our services in foreclosure, either contacting us or showing up for their settlement conferences at the court. And if they don't show up or reach out to us, we can't help them.
So they're not poor enough to get help, but they're poor enough to lose their homes.
We will help anyone who shows up at the settlement conferences for assistance with foreclosure. I think the problem is that either they don't know that the services are available, or they've decided that they can't afford the house, or I don't know what prevents people from contacting us. And you know, we offer free services to anyone who owns a home. So it doesn't matter where they live. If they own a home and they're facing foreclosure, we will help them.
I would think that if they're facing foreclosure, they're also facing bankruptcy.
It's possible that they considered a bankruptcy, but it's not necessary to file a bankruptcy just because you were facing foreclosure. Bankruptcy has a long-lasting effect on your credit. We may be able to help you with the foreclosure without you having to file for bankruptcy. That is an option, but we'd like that to be the last option that's considered. If we can get the bank to restructure your loan to make it more affordable, either by lowering the interest rate or extending the maturity date, I think that's the first option.
Are these people who've owned a house for a long time, this is their white picket fence kind of thing, and they've tried to hold on and tried to hold on and just can't?
There's a mix, but I definitely think that the majority of our clients are first-time homeowners. I think that the people who have owned their home for a longer period, they have actually been through the process already, because a lot of those people had very high interest rates or had adjustable rate mortgages. And that's what we saw earlier in the crisis. Right after the recession, we had a lot of people coming in at 11% interest rate. Those people already went through the system. I think now we're seeing people who have a lot lower, significantly lower interest rates, who still cannot afford it, either because they've lost their jobs or something else came up, medical debt, credit card debt, whatever the case may be, a divorce. But I think now we're seeing a lot of first-time homeowners.
Are these people often first-time homeowners who come from families that were not homeowners and simply don't understand the process?
I think that the financial responsibility that's needed to sort of prioritize your mortgage debt, your mortgage responsibility, your mortgage payment monthly, I think that that may be missing. I think that now there is definitely an effort to educate people about, you know, being a homeowner. The other responsibilities that a homeowner has that's not reflected in their monthly mortgage payment, you know, things that come up, fixing their roof, fixing their...
Painting that white picket
fence. Exactly, exactly. So a lot of those things that are not considered in your mortgage payment, people are not always aware, I think.
Can you help them?
We definitely can. And if the Western New York Law Center, we're not able to help them, we are able to refer them to other programs, other organizations that we work closely with, housing counselors or other law firms that we work with. We're definitely going to take a very good look at your case. And if we can't provide the services that you need, we're going to refer you to someone who can.
As a general rule, if you haven't paid your mortgage, are they going to come after you?
They definitely are. When? We don't know, but they definitely are. And I think that it's better to address the situation sooner rather than later. We don't get to address people before it gets to the point that they've already been sued on the mortgage. But I think that if you have fallen behind and you are more than 90 days behind on your mortgage, there is a very real risk that the bank is going to refer your case to a law firm for collection. And once it goes to that law firm, you're no longer just behind on your mortgage. You have also accumulated attorney's fees. And that's where you do not want to be. A $2,000 mortgage arrears plus a $3,000 legal fee you have to pay before they will reinstate your mortgage. It makes it 100 times harder.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Keisha Williams has been here, and we've been talking about foreclosures and bankruptcies. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.